Hello there and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I am Winnie.
Yes, you are. And how are you doing today, Winnie? I hear a little difficulty
I know,
in how you
this
speak.
This voice is killing me.
Winnie's had a cold.
Cuckoo.
She's been yelling at people too much. And
or drinking too much.
Drinking too
no,
much.
You mean
drinking too
there.
Much tea.
Yeah, and
for
water.
For your cold.
Right.
Okay, well, hopefully today's article, today's story will help you get your mind off your, you know, uncomfortable throat.
Right. We're reading a story by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Doyle. Sir Arthur Conan
Doyle.
Not
really a familiar name for me.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever heard of Sherlock Holmes?
It's actually by him.
Well, actually, they were written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. That's
Sherlock
right. He's the creator
of
the Sherlock Holmes adventures. And, of course, Sherlock Holmes is trusty sidekick. Who's his trusty sidekick?
Dr. Watson. 大侦探福尔摩斯跟华生.
So if you're a fan of the old stories, which have been around for more than 100 years, maybe you're also a fan of the modern TV show, Sherlock.
Right.
Starring Benedict Cumberbund. Benedict Cumberbatch. That's the guy. He's got a great name. He's a great actor. It's a great show. So if you've either read the old stories.
Like what, season 5 or something?
I think they're up to season 4. And that actually might be it. I think they're stopping for a while.
Everyone's
very busy and everyone's very popular.
But anyways, there are movies too, right?
That's right. There are movies as well. And there are lots and lots of great stories. So what are we going to be doing today? I believe we're not doing one of the Sherlock Holmes stories.
No, we are not.
We're doing one of his other ones, is that right?
Which is?
I don't know. Well, let's check out our story for today and we'll find out. And then we'll be back to talk about it.
The Adventure of the Three Garadebs.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Sherlock Holmes was a private detective in London.One morning, he asked his roommate, Dr. Watson.
Do you know anyone with the last name Garadeb?
It was a strange question. Sherlock then said,
I got a letter from Nathan Garadeb. If he finds another man with his last name, then he will get $5 million.
Before Dr. Watson could ask any questions, someone knocked on the front door. They answered it, and the visitor said,
My name is John Garadeb. I'm looking for Sherlock Holmes.
Dr. Watson said to his roommate,
You solved your case. Here is another man with the last name Garadep.
Private. Private. The parents pay a lot of money to send their children to a private school. The parents pay a lot of money to send their children to a private school. Million. Million. This expensive house costs 30 million NT dollars. This expensive house costs 30 million NT dollars. Knock. Knock. Kara opened the door when she heard someone knocking on it. Kara opened the door when she heard someone knocking on it. Case. Case. After someone robbed the bank, the police started working on the case. After someone robbed the bank, the police started working on the case.
Well, I am very happy to be incorrect. It is a Sherlock Holmes story. He wrote many short stories.
Right.
Those are the ones that people don't know so well. And he also wrote three or four sort of short novels or novellas. Those are the ones that are often made
more popular.
And they've been made into movies more times, too. But all the short stories are great. The mysteries are wonderful. And, of course, the best part is watching Sherlock Holmes use his amazing brain to come up with an answer to the mystery.
So let's check out the article. So what are we talking about this
week? Well, it says Sherlock Holmes was a private detective in London. Yes, I think most people know that. What is a detective? A detective is someone who detects. To detect is to find out things or to find things that are hidden. So a detective basically will go to a place where there has been a crime. Maybe someone was murdered or something was stolen, and they will look for clues and using their mind and the clues they find and the evidence they are able to uncover, they will hopefully detect or find the criminal, catch the bad guy.
Yeah, 没错，刚刚可能大家跟我一样没有听过作者，不过呢，一定也听过这个鼎鼎大名的 Sherlock Holmes 福尔摩斯，他是一个 detective 侦探，专门就是破案啊，然后可能运用他的那个很厉害的逻辑，尤其他是像这个可能是谋杀案 murder, but Sherlock Holmes was a private detective.
Absolutely, that's a little bit different from a police detective. Mm-hmm. Here we have this adjective private, P-R-I-V-A-T-E, P-R-I-V-A-T-E. All right, if something is private, that means it belongs to you, okay? You have a private home. No one can just walk into your home, and the things that you buy, the things that you own are your private property. No one can just take your bicycle away from you and say, I'm using it. You'd say, no, that's my bike. It's private property. It's my thing. So, a private detective would be someone that a person pays to do the job of the police. Maybe the police don't want to find the criminal. Maybe the police are too busy, or maybe the police are just not being successful. Then you might want to hire a private detective just like Sherlock Holmes. For example, the parents pay a lot of money to send their children to a private school. The parents pay a lot of money to send their children to a private school. Not a public school, a private school.
Private 是一个形容词，表示私人的。这里啊，就是指不是一般的这个警务机，这个政府机关下的警探，而是这个受雇于私人的 private。相反的，就是 public 啦，公共的。比如我们知道学校有公私立，就是 a public school or a private school， 像例句里的。另外呢，也有像是私人的问题 private questions. 刚认识的人啊，可能比较不好这样问。我们看到例句啊，就是很多父母啊会花很多钱送他们小孩去私人学校。So we've seen Sherlock Holmes.And we're going to introduce his best partner.
His best partner, maybe his only partner.
Right.
Right. His partner, of course, is Dr. Watson, his partner and his very particular gentleman friend. Well, it says one morning he asked his roommate, Dr. Watson, do you know anyone with the last name Garadeb?Okay, that's a slightly strange name and a slightly strange question. But remember, these men are very close. They're very close friends. They work together. And they're also roommates. A roommate is the person you share your apartment or home with. Maybe you don't sleep in the same room. You have different rooms, but you share the apartment. You share the home. Generally, this isn't your family member. It could be a friend or someone you just happen to share a home with, your roommate.
Mm-hmm. This is a classic.Opening, right?
It is, yes.
没错，这个一开始，如果你没有看过福尔摩斯的故事，一开都是这样开始的。福尔摩斯就会很不经意的问华生 Dr. Watson 问题，然后呢，这个早上也是一样，福尔摩斯就问说：“哎，你认识任何人的 last name 叫做 Garadeb？” 我们知道这个，因为外国西方的名字是先名字再姓氏，比如 Mike is your first name.Mike.
Sure, yes.
And what about your last name?
Tennant.
Tennant. So Tennant is your last... You think so?
Well, it's in the magazine. It's been there for years.
I hope so. Yeah. 对，所以这个后面放在后面的 the last 就是 last name, 就是姓氏，不要搞混啦。所以下次如果有人问你，哎 ，What's your last name? It's Lin, not Winnie. 因为这个英文里啊很麻烦，所以我的英文名字可能是 Winnie Lin. 那在后面的这个 last name 就是 Lin 姓。Why did Holmes ask this question, though?
Well, it's kind of an strange question.
Right.
Maybe he thinks that Dr. Watson knows this man, Garadeb, because it is slightly a kind of strange last name. I've never met...
You think it's French?
Well, I don't know. I've never met anyone with that name. So that maybe is why he asked this question. And then we read, Sherlock then said, I got a letter from Nathan Garadeb. All right, so that is the man's full name, Nathan Garadeb.
他们是不是也觉得这个问题是一个很奇怪的问题 It's a strange question 不过呢这时候福尔摩斯就接着说他收到一封信来自 Nathan Garadeb What's the letter about?
Good question It says if he finds another man with his last name Then he will get $5 million See, I told you that last name was unusual. This letter is
Worth
strange.
Worth a lot of money.
Yes, this letter is strange because Mr. Nathan Garadeb wants to find any other man with the last name Garadeb. John Garadeb, Tom Garadeb, David Garadeb. It's all good if the last name is Garadeb. And if he can find someone with that name, with the same last name,then he will get $5 million, not NT dollars, US dollars. And remember, this story is like 120 years old. So that would be like $50 million or $100 million. Dollars.
I'm actually Winnie Garadeb.
Are you?
Don't tell me.
Well, you're not a man, unfortunately. Ah, the olden days were so unfair. Anyways, we know your name's not Garadeb. Let's talk about this word million. M-I-L-L-I-O-N, million.All right, million is a number, and it's a very big number. If you get one and put six zeros after it, that is a million. It's a thousand thousand. For example, this expensive house costs 30 million NT dollars. This expensive house costs 30 million NT dollars.
信里说什么呢？说如果有任何人跟他一样姓氏的话，就要给他$5 million 500万。Million 是百万，比如我们说这个百万富翁 a millionaire 就是从 million 这个字变来的。那例句的意思呢，就是说这栋豪宅要价3000万新台币。Actually.Yeah, my name is Winnie Garrett.
Yeah, no, it's not. We know that's not true. Back to the article. It says, before Dr. Watson could ask any questions, someone knocked on the front door. Who could it be?
Ooh.
We'll find out after we talk about the word knock. K-N-O-C-K. Yes, that's what I said. K-N-O-C-K. Don't say knock, because that's wrong. It's knock. What is it to knock? To knock is to bang against something with another thing that's quite hard to make a loud noise. We call that noise a knock, and we call the action of doing it to knock. So it's both a verb and a noun. Generally, if we knock on a door or a window, we use this part of our hand, right? Because it's quite hard. The bones here make a loud sound. That is a knock. For example, Kara opened the door when she heard someone knocking on it. Kara opened the door when she heard someone knocking on it.
Knock, knock, 就是敲，这是个不及物的动词，所以如果后面要接受词的话，一定要先有个介系词。比如像文章我们看到 knock on the door, 就是敲门，或者像例句啊，是 Kara 听到有人敲门，所以他就打开门。另外 knock 本身呢也有名词的用法，也就是敲门声。For example, I heard a loud knock when I was about to go to bed. 我准备要睡觉的时候听到很大声的敲门声。And this is always not how it starts, right? Like whenever there are somebody visiting them, then they know, you know that's something wrong.
You mean in the Sherlock Holmes
yes.
stories? Yes, they often do have mm-hmm. their clients come knock on the door and explain their problem. And that seems to be the situation here. It says they answered it, so either Holmes or Watson went, opened the door, and the visitor was a man standing there, and the visitor said, "My name is John Garadeb. I'm looking for Sherlock Holmes." Is it that easy? Have they found another Garadeb so easily?
We'll find out. 所以有人敲门就会有人应门。应门呢，我们这个动词就用 answer. They answered the door. 所以是谁上门了呢？他的名字就叫做 John Garadeb. 也就是这个 Garadeb, 这个名字听起来很熟悉。Is this Garadeb the Garadeb that they're looking for?
Anyways, the article says, Dr. Watson said to his roommate, "You solved your case. Here is another man with the last name Garadeb." Yes, it does seem that he has solved the case. He has come up with the final correct answer to this case. Case is a word power word. It's spelled C-A-S-E. Yep, C-A-S-E, case. What is a case? A case is basically a job. It's a job that certain people will do, especially people who give services to the public. The police will have a case. If a car gets stolen, if a store gets broken into and things are stolen, or a person gets murdered, each one of those would be one case. The police would go out, look for the bad guys, catch the bad guys, hopefully get the bad guys in jail, and then as you see on the TV shows, the case is closed. That job is finished. We also might talk about lawyers having cases, or other private individuals who give special jobs, special services to the public. One job for those people is called a case. For example, after someone robbed the bank, the police started working on the case. After someone robbed the bank, the police started working on the case. I hope they catch him.
Case 就是案件，比如说这个警察或者是律师办案，我们就可以用 case。不过啊，这个警察可能是破案 ，they solve cases， 或者呢，这个我们也看到刚刚麦克老师有提到 case is closed， 结案了。例句啊，我们看到是因为银行遭抢，所以警方就开始着手处理这个案件。另外这个律师呢，但是律师这个案子呢，可能是要输赢的，所以我们也会看到常用的是 to win or to lose a case。所以呢，华生就说，哎，你现在福尔摩斯，你的案子解决啦，因为他们不是在讨论说有没有认识任何姓 Garadeb 的人。
Mm-hmm. Very exciting stuff. So, I think we're nearing the end of our article, is that right?
But we have 2 days more.
Oh, yay! Because, yeah, we haven't really solved the case.
Not really. It looks like it, yeah.
But of course, with Sherlock Holmes stories, it's never that simple.
But before we go, let's go to today's magic box to learn more about here, 倒装句的用法, and then we'll be right back with our review time.
Excellent.
Magic box, 找亮点。
巴拿那，巴拿那，啊，不好意 思哦，今天小小病有点感冒，所以可能不是你们平常听的声音啦。哦，贝洛 ，That's right， 我就是那个身体慌慌的老少通杀的可爱万人迷小小病喽。我知道你们都期待我很久的 ，Here I am， 我这不就来了吗？没错，今天小小病啊，被我万恶的 boss 赋予了一个重要的任务，就是呢要把我所学的英文交给你们各位啦。哎，首先啊，有没有听到我一开始就说的 Here I am, Here I am， 其实啊，我这边用的就是我们在英语句型中很常听到的倒装句哦。我们先来听看它原本的句子是什么好了。 I am here， 我在这，我来了的意思啊。当你呢把地方副词放在句首的时候，我们就要用到倒装句咯。因此啊，我们就要移动 here， 把它搬到句首，然后呢才是主词，然后才是动词，变成 Here I am， 这样就可以咯。咦，我嘎，怎么你们还是一脸疑惑的样子啊？不然我们再举个例子好了。嗯，很多同学啊，在上课钟响的时候，一定都不会马上做定位，对吧？在喧哗吵闹的情况下，突然间就会有个同学说：“老师来了 ，Here comes the teacher, Here comes the teacher。”然后呢，这时候所有人就赶快做定位，对吧？没错，就是这样子被我说中了吧？好，那我们就来看一下同学。最不想到听到这个句子，老师来了，这要怎么说 ？Here comes the teacher. Here comes the teacher. 如果啊，我们不倒装的话，会是怎么样子呢 ？The teacher comes here. The teacher comes here. 把它变成倒装句的时候，还记得吗？把地方副词 here 放到句首，再来这边要特别注意喽。地方副词后面呢是放上动词，最后才是主词哦。跟一开始的例句不太一样的是，动词的位置要特别特别的小心啊。哎，以上的倒装句的用法以及两个句子的不同，有没有分清楚啦？我嘎，哈，还是不飒飒？没有关系，小小兵呢就来帮你们做个总整理啦。倒装句的组成啊有两种，第一种就是地方副词，再来是动词，再加上主词，像是 Here comes the teacher。另外一种呢，只是当你的主词是代名词的话，像是 I 啊、He、She、It、They、We 的话，这是地方副词，再来是代名词，再来才是动词，像是 Here I am 啦。好啦，希望呢你们都跟小小兵一样的聪明啊！大家都有没有懂啦？不拜。Bye, banana, ba banana, banana.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So, Mike, do you want to explain the game?
I don't know what game we're playing, so perhaps you should, Winnie.
Let's try use only three words.
Try to use only three words.
Okay. To define today's word power words.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then the other person have to guess.
Okay.
Which word power word it is. Are you ready?
Only three words.
Only three
words. Well, I have a few questions about the rules of this game.
We don't have time for your questions.
But I'll just go with it.
Right.
And we'll see what happens.
Right.
Okay. The first one I have is...one of the first word for one of our words is bang.
Only one word, huh?
Bang.
Wow.
I'm just giving you a chance to guess quickly.
Bang.
Because you win more money if you get it with only one word.
Do we?
Bang. You win up.
It could be
a
lot
of things.
$1 million.
No? Want another word? Rap.
What?
Rap.
Rap what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bang.
Rap.
Rap. And hit.
Knock.
There you go. Very good.
Why rap?
Rap, because rapping on a door is another way of saying knocking on a door.
That's cheating.
You'd know that if you read Sherlock Holmes, because it's kind of an older word. But, you know, someone rapped on the window. You can say that. It doesn't mean like, you know, Tupac or Biggie's out there, Jay-Z. It means someone's hitting.
Okay.
Rapping and knocking are very similar. Do you want another one, or are you going to do one and I get to guess?
Okay.
Okay.
Three words.
Three words, baby.
Very easy.
Okay, here we go.
A lot.
A lot. Okay, give me one more. I think I'm closing in like Sherlock Holmes.
Money.
Million!
Easy, right?
Wait, but a lot, that's two words.
Yeah, and money.
Okay.
That's three.
All right. I'll give you one more then, because that was actually my question.Sometimes you have to say two words for really one word to make sense. Like, not public. Not public.
That's too easy.
I know.
Private.
Very good. Well done.
Thank
Bravo.
You.
Look at the big brain on Winnie. Excellent work. All right, one more for you?
No, we don't have time for one
but
more.
But I was just starting to have fun.
We'll get to more fun tomorrow.
Promise?
Okay? No, I don't. So, see you tomorrow.
Take care, everyone. We'll see you soon. And we hope Winnie feels better very soon, don't we?
I hope so.
We do. See you soon.
The Adventure of the Three Garadebs. Sherlock Holmes was a private detective in London. One morning, he asked his roommate, Dr. Watson,
"Do you know anyone with the last name Garadeb?"
It was a strange question. Sherlock then said,
"I got a letter from Nathan Garadeb. If he finds another man with his last name, then he will get $5 million.
Before Dr. Watson could ask any questions, someone knocked on the front door. They answered it, and the visitor said,
"My name is John Garadeb. I'm looking for Sherlock Holmes."
Dr. Watson said to his roommate,
"You solved your case. Here is another man with the last name Garadeb."
Private. Private. The parents pay a lot of money to send their children to a private school. The parents pay a lot of money to send their children to a private school. Million. Million. This expensive house costs $30 million. This expensive house costs $30 million. Knock. Knock. Kara opened the door when she heard someone knocking on it. Kara opened the door when she heard someone knocking on it. Case. Case. After someone robbed the bank, the police started working on the case. After someone robbed the bank, the police started working on the case.